time to bring to you today's message by Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. May God bless you as you listen.
Say, Lord, open the eyes of this, your child. Open eyes, open his eyes. Let him begin to see you. And with your hands, see joined together, I want you to cry to the Almighty God and say, Father, let this year's convention be one that we will remember for life. For miracles, signs, and wonders. For healings. For salvation. For deliverance. For blessings. For all kinds of miracles. And great testimonies. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. And so, Father, we thank you. What a wonderful ministers' conference. Thank you for starting with us. Thank you for ending with us. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. This is the offering of your children. Bless it, O Lord. Sanctify it. Use it for your glory. Open our eyes, O Lord. Let us see you. And during your convention, the kind of miracles the world had never seen before, perform in our midst. Your children who are coming from far and near, bring them safely. Return them home safely. Everyone who will come, give them at least one major miracle. Let all be well, Lord. Thank you, my Father. Glory be to your name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. And let somebody shout hallelujah. So the second way of knowing God is by divine revelation. In Matthew 16, verse 13 to 17, Matthew 16, 13 to 17, Jesus turned to the disciples and said, who do you say I am? After he had asked, who do people say I am? He said, who do you people say I am? Peter said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus turned to him and said, Simon, flesh and blood has not revealed this one to you. You got this revelation from heaven. I pray for you. The Almighty God knows, I pray from the bottom of my heart that God will reveal himself to you. Because there are things about God that I can't explain in words. Things that you need to experience yourself to know it. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 8. 1 John chapter 4, verse 8. John said, he that loveth not, knoweth not God. For God is love. Where did he read that in the Bible? He didn't read it in the scriptures. Nobody taught him. It was revealed to him that God is love. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22 to 29. Ephesians 5, 22 to 29. Paul said, Jesus Christ is the head of the church, is the husband of the church, is the sanctifier of the church, is the nourisher of the church, is the one who cherishes the church. Where did he get the information? Did he study that in law or in the religion of his father? No. It was revealed to him. In fact, he said on one occasion, he said because of so many revelations that were given to him, God had to do something so that he would not become too proud. Revelation that can come only from God. Remember years ago I was studying John 15 verse 1 to 5. John 15 verse 1 to 5. Where Jesus said, I am the vine and you are the branches. Suddenly revelations began to come. If he's the vine and I'm one of the branches, it follows that the fluid that is flowing in the vine is also flowing in the branches. Is that correct? Suddenly I realized
that when I become born again, I have a blood transfusion. That the blood that is flowing, the Lord Jesus Christ is the one that is flowing in me. That day I knew any witch that tries to drink my blood is in trouble. That's divine revelation. That was one of the major breakthroughs in my life that brought me into divine health. I'm talking about revelations. Who and who can get revelations? Because there are still one or two other ways of knowing God. But let's finish with the revelation business. John, the beloved, for example, the one who got the revelation that God is love, was the one who was most intimate with the Lord Jesus Christ. In John chapter 13, verse 21 to 26, John 13, 21 to 26, an incident happened at the Last Supper. Jesus Christ said, hey, one of you is going to betray me. And everybody began to say, ah, who is that fellow? Is it me? Is it me? Who can that be? The Bible says there's someone who was reclining on the breast of Jesus, on the bosom of Jesus. And that's John the beloved. And Peter beckoned to him. Ask him. If he doesn't tell anybody else, he will tell you. John was so close to Jesus Christ that even the other disciples knew. This is somebody from whom the master will not hide anything. The day I read that passage, I said, God, make me like John the beloved. Let me be one of those people from whom you will hide nothing. You know what he said? Love begets love. You want me to love you like I love John the beloved? You love me like John loved me. Love begets love. Many of you are parents. You're supposed to love all your children equally, right? But do you love them equally? No. Why? Because somehow, out of all your children, there will be one that will love you more than the others. There'll be one way that little thing will show you, maybe the way it calls up on your knees, or the way he says, hello, mama, hello. Might be one, something will show that this one is different. And no matter how hard you try, the love of that little child for you will draw your love, because love begets love. Do you know, for several years, this is a secret I'm revealing to you again, for several years, when we say go ahead and ask God for something special, I had had only one prayer request. Father, let me love you more. That's all. That's my own personal request. Let me do what? Love you more. Because if I can love you the way I ought to love you, love will beget love. The book of Revelations was given to nobody else but that John. Our brother who was reclining on the bosom of the Master. God told him things that will come 2,000 years later. So Peter said to him, ask him. If he won't tell us, he will tell you. So he moved close to the master and said, Master, who is the fellow? Master said, don't let me mention his name. But I'll give you a sign. I will break a piece of bread, put it in the stew, and put it in the mouth of the traitor. The Lord is sitting with 12 of disciples. And in that meeting, close meeting, two of them were talking in codes. The rest of them didn't hear what he said to John. They didn't see the meaning of the bread going to the stew and going to the mouth of Judas Iscariot. But John saw it and knew. The other saw his acts. John, beloved, saw his ways. I told you the first time, shortly after I became born again, I attended a fellowship. Somebody invited me to a fellowship at the University of Lagos. And brethren were praising God, we were singing. I was just beginning to learn choruses then. Everything was beautiful. And all of a sudden, there was quietness. And somebody began to prophesy. Thus saith the Lord. And he went on and on. And I said to the man who took me there, when did God say that? I didn't hear anything. He said, shh, the Lord is talking. How can the Lord be talking? He is hearing, I'm not hearing. that was the day the hunger to hear him was born in me. Beginning from tonight, in that name that's above every other name, you will be hearing from him. About Paul, the one who said he has so many revelations, God had to do something to keep him in check. What is special about him? Acts 21, verse 7 to 14. Acts 21, verse 7 to 14. A prophet came, took the girdle of Paul and use it to bind himself. And said, thus saith the Lord, this is how they are going to bind the owner of this girdle in Jerusalem. Everybody said to Paul, you hear that? The Holy Spirit is warning you, don't go to Jerusalem. Problem is waiting there for you. You have been warned. He said, what are you talking about? Why are you crying? He said, I'm not only ready to suffer, I'm ready to die. Don't go to Libya. Don't go to Iran. There are easier places to establish the church.
Someone will say, I'm not only ready to be thrown to prison, I'm ready to die. And God will say, oh, you're the one I'm looking for so I can reveal myself to you.
Those who will get revelations of God must have a consecration that is beyond the call of duty.
Something happened in April. That's when we had a special Holy Ghost service for the children. Something that touched me very deeply. You know, on that occasion, we brought all our children to be prayed for. And I encourage the parents, when you are bringing your children forward, put an offering in their hands. Let's begin to teach them when they are young. So the children came with offerings of 5 naira, nose, five naira nose, and so on. Plenty of it. Fill the baskets with 5 naira notes. And so the ushers had to count 3 offerings. Normal offering, Thanksgiving offering, the children offerings. They counted all through Saturday. 5 naira notes. They counted all through Saturday night. When I was returning from church, from my first service, because on Sunday many a times I conduct service in 2 or 3 places. When I was returning from Ebute Met around 12 noon, they were still here counting. The service ended Saturday morning. Everybody had gone. But some of them stayed. They didn't even go to church on Sunday morning because they wanted to finish. That's what I call consecration. And they are not being paid for counting. They're not being paid. I prayed for them that day from the bottom of my heart. Every genuine usher in the Redeemed Christian Church of God, I pray for you again. God will reveal himself to you. That's consecration. Beyond the call of duty. One of my sons was talking to me in the UK just this last trip. He said, Daddy, we are merely following your footsteps. He said, in those days when we used to have congresses around the country, you and your wife are always the last to leave. The crowd had gone. You will stay to see to it that everything is kept clean because we used to borrow colleges. You will see to it that the toilets are washed. Everything is put in order. You are always the last to leave. Even though you are our leader. I smiled. He said, that is helping us now. You want God to reveal himself to you? Consecration beyond the call of duty. God, because God told Paul, you don't have to go. I've told you, trouble is coming. He said, I will go. If I don't go, who is going to go?
How do we know God?
By searching the scriptures, by divine revelations, and by asking. After all, he said, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. If you say, God, I want to know you, if you ask him, he will answer now. Exodus 33, verse 18 to 23. Exodus 33, verse 18 to 23. Moses said, God, I want to see your glory. You see me, you talk to me, you direct me. Me too, I want to see you. God said, Moses, if you see me, you will die. I want to see you all the same. Exodus 33, 18 to 23. God said, all right, all right. Want to see me? All right. There's a rock up there. It has a little cleft in it. You go and hide there. I will cover your face with my hand and then pass by. And just as I'm about to disappear, I will show you my backside. Because if you see my face, you will die. Moses said that bread is better than nothing. Let me see a glimpse of your backside. That's enough. He saw that glimpse, and his face began to shine like the sun. You will catch a glimpse of God during this convention. Yeah. Revelation can come by asking. Some days ago, in our morning devotion, in my house, we read from our open heavens, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, from verse 5 to 12, where it says, all those things that happen to others happen to them by example. And then he ended by saying, those who think they stand, let them take heed lest they fall. By the way, how many of you use the open heavens something? If you are not using it, you don't know what you are missing. They are begging for it now all over the world. And you who are here, you don't even know the value. God will have mercy on you. And so when we read the passage, as usual in my family, I threw it open. I asked the children to comment. And everything I was planning to say, they were all saying it. One after the other, one after the other, one after the other. Everything I had in mind to say, they were saying it. I had to say, God, what is going to be left for me to say? Reveal deeper truth to me. I'm supposed to be their father. The father is supposed to know a little more than the children. And suddenly, revelation began to come. Those who think they stand, let them take heed lest they fall. I think I know what that meant. Until God began to explain. Because of time, I won't be able to go to details, but I'll just tell you briefly. He said, there are three categories of people. Those who have fallen, those who are standing, and those who think they stand. And he said, those who have fallen, if they cry to God, he will restore. Those who are standing, that God knows that they are standing. They have nothing to fear. The majority are those who think they stand. They think. Not that they are standing. They think. The trouble with those who think they stand is that they won't know that they are not standing until trouble comes.
that the house that is built on the rock and the one that is built on sand, both of them were standing. The one that is built on the rock was standing. The one that is built on sand thinks it is standing.
Until the rain fell, and the wind blew, and the flood came. Then suddenly we saw the difference between the one who is standing and the one who thinks he's standing. We prayed that morning as if we want to come to heaven, because how do I know whether I'm really standing or I think I am standing? But that's by the way.
The final way of finding, of knowing God
that I want to mention, that will be the last bit for this minister's conference,
is through Holy Communion.
The breaking of bread, as the Bible calls it. And I think I've shared this with some of you before. In Luke 24, verse 13 to 32, Luke 24, verse 13 to 32, after Jesus rose from the dead and two men were going to Emmaus, you know the story. Jesus joined them as they were all complaining. The one that we thought was going to deliver us is now dead. What are we going to do? And so on. And he joined them and he began to talk to them from the scriptures. Don't you know that it is written that he must suffer, he must die, and so on and so forth. And finally they got to where they were going to stop for the night. And Jesus made as if he were going to continue. And they said, it's getting dark, stranger, don't go, stay with us. And then they brought bread so that they can eat. And Jesus took the bread, gave thanks. And as he broke the bread, their eyes were opened. And they recognized him. Ah, it's Jesus. And he disappeared from their sight.
When you take the Holy Communion correctly,
God can open your eyes and you begin to see him. We're not going to have Holy Communion. And I'm believing God that this particular Holy Communion, which is for ministers alone, will be the beginning of God opening your eyes. But I want you to go to the Lord in prayer and say, Father, whatever is going to cost me, let me know you. Go ahead, talk to him. Let us begin to see you. Let us begin to see visions. Let us begin to hear the inaudible. Let us begin to see the invisible. And in partnership with you, let us begin to do the incredible. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Father, we bless your name. Your word says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Our souls hunger for you, Lord. Our souls thirst for you, Lord. Please satisfy us. We're no longer hungering for food, or clothes, or cars, or houses, or fame, or titles. We are hungry for you. Father, we are hungry for you. Almighty God, we are hungry for you. Please satisfy us. Satisfy us. Almighty God, please satisfy us. Satisfy us. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Thank you, Lord.
And the Lord sent his word to heal them and deliver them from their destruction. There is power in God's word. Thank you for listening to today's message from Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. We believe you've been blessed. If you need this message on audio CD, please contact RCCG Internet Outreach, USA, PO Box 710874, Houston, Texas, USA, or call 281-541-3864 or visit the Nigeria office at 15 Erickmore Close off Erickmore Street, Surulere, Lagos, Nigeria. Telephone 234-890-5822. Remember, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.